Al pilpa v'zangvil chamber tuvin bori priyadama. On peppercorn, when it's wet, you make a bori priyadama. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that normally it's something that you don't really eat, so therefore you make a shahakal on it. But if it's wet, so then sometimes people do eat it, and it's planted for that purpose, so you make a bori priyadama on it, not so common for us. Rama says, kol ha-perisha demem she'mikar pri. Any fruit that you know that this is the main fruit of the tree, so then you make a bori priya eats. V'she'ena nikar pri, but you know it's not the main fruit. If you're not sure if it's a karpri, then you make a bori priyadama. If you're not sure at all whether it's a fruit or not, so then you make a shahakol. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it's not just stam. You can just say, oh, I don't know what the bracha is, so I'm going to make a shahakol. No, after you've tried to figure out what the bracha is and you still don't know, you went to your rabbi, you asked the rabbi, what bracha is this, and you still don't know, so then you're able to make a shahakol because the shahakol covers everything, but that's only b'diyevet. And the truth is, in some reish dalts of kan samach, Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to eat something in the middle of the suda instead to pater that food if you're not sure about it, instead of just making a shahakal on it. Simon Reish Gimel, Dine Birkas Peros Haaretz. How you know when something is called a fruit and when something is called a vegetable for brachos purposes. Sif Aleph, Al Peros Haaretz Verach Bur Priyadama. On fruits of the ground, you can make a Bur Priyadama. So something which grows from the ground, you make a Dama. Sif Beis Ala Tutim Hagdalim Besne. Berries which grow on a bush, Bur Priyadama. The Rama says the Lomin creates Ela Shemotzi Olive Me'etzel, because something is only called a tree for bracha purposes if it gives fruit from its branches, from the trees. Avol Mashemotzi Olive Misharashav Lomin creates, but if it comes out from the roots, that's not called a tree. Vahani Kevan Dekala Eitzav Legamri Vachoref Ada Perach Misharashav. And these things, since they get destroyed completely, once these bushes give the fruits, the bushes disappear and they need to grow entirely again from the roots. That's how you make a bur priyadama on these things. So the Mishnah Berurah gives a couple of different examples, and he also adds in one more point where he says that there. So we have from the Ramah, we have two points. One is that it has to come from the tree, the branches itself, and not from the roots. And the second is that it has to be a tree which remains year to year, not that it disappears and then needs to grow entirely again from the roots. The Mishnah Berurah has one more din, which is there are some who say that if it's a tree which grows less than 3 tefachim, which is around 10 inches, so then there are many achronim who say you make a bur priya dama on that. That is a minhag olam, while there are some who say that you make a bur priya eitz on it. So there's a couple different gedarim that, just to summarize. So anything which grows from year to year, it's something which grows anew every year, that plant, so that's bor priyadama. Anything which the roots remain under the ground but nothing else remains, also bor priyadama. If the roots are remaining above the ground but nothing else remains, so that is going to be a bor priyadama as well. And that we're going to see the examples are something like a pineapple. You think it grows from a tree, so it should be an eitz, but no, since the tree disappears, you would make a hadama on it. Same thing with a banana and a strawberry. All these things, since it disappears, that's why you make a hadama on it and not a eitz. If the entire top of the tree remains and just the branches fall off and the branches need to grow again, that's also hadama. That's why we say a papaya, you make hadama on it even though it grows from a tree. And an eggplant, even though it grows from a tree. Finally, though, something which the branches remain also, so that's when you make a bur priya eitz on it. Again, we mentioned the issue of something which is lower than 3 tefachim, we make a bur priya dama, but some say ha-eitz, so that's the question of a blueberry and a raspberry, whether you should make ha-eitz or a dama on a blueberry or raspberry is dependent on this issue of something which is lower than 3 tefachim, and in all cases, whenever there's a machlokes, so if you're not sure ha-eitz or a dama, if you made a ha-eitz, even if you were supposed to make a dama on it, you're going to be yotze.